Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrea Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at Beachbody.com.
Hi, Shalene. My name's Elizabeth Thomas. I'm from out in Utah, and I have a business helping people record their life histories in book form. Listening to the Build Your Tribe podcast has been so helpful in helping to build my confidence in my business and helping me know I can do this. I took the business full-time this year, and you were a part of that. Thanks, Shalene.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
I am recording this episode from my car, and it's a Quick Tip Tuesday. This is an important episode, though, for you to listen to. And the reason why I'm recording it from my car is because I want to be as productive as possible. In fact, I don't know if you caught that last episode. It's a recent episode on Build Your Tribe where I talked about how to be most productive from home. This is one of the ways that I can be most productive is I can record an audio. What microphone am I using? I'm not using one. I just have my iPhone microphone turned pretty close to my mouth. I'm in my car. You can hear my keys, you can hear my water bottle clinking around. But what I'm able to do is just then save this. I'm using the Voice Memo app. It's just an app that comes on the iPhone. I'm sure your Android has the equivalent. I record it on my phone, and then from my car, of course while I'm parked, I can upload it to Dropbox, and then I have a system in place that doesn't need me. Like, I've recorded this, and everything else happens behind the scenes by my team. What I'm talking about today is the fact that you need to hire someone. If you've already hired your first person or a couple of people and you get it, now it's just a matter of like hiring more people. I just want to give you permission to skip past this episode. But if you've hired in the past and for some reason it didn't work out, or if you just keep saying to yourself, God, there's just not enough hours in the day. I'm so busy. I'm so overwhelmed. There's so much to do. I can't make my business profitable. But as soon as I do, I'm going to hire someone. When I make enough money, that's when I'm going to hire someone. If that's you, you need to listen, because this episode is about making that mindset shift. This is the answer I give every single time someone interviews me about the biggest mistake I've made or the number one suggestion I have for any entrepreneur. Like, what is it? And I'm like, oh yeah, I know that answer. It is, I wish I would have hired people sooner. My co-host and my son, Brock Johnson, you know, I hammered this into his head and his sister Sierra's head when they were in high school and really could understand and grasp the concept of outsourcing and how much easier it is to make money if you understand that early. So you need to hire someone and you feel like you can't afford to because your business isn't making a ton of money yet. All right, so here's my recommendation to you. I'm gonna walk you through the process. Step one is I'm gonna tell you step one, but if you skip it, that's fine. But if you do this, it's gonna make it much easier for you to justify the need to hire someone. And step one is to inventory or to track the number of hours that you spend each week on tasks related to your business. Now, if you're a solopreneur, this is kind of difficult to do because you spend, you know, 20 minutes responding to social media comments, and then you spend an hour and a half editing your own podcast, and then you spend 10 minutes making edits to something you're going to post later, and then you spend an hour writing a caption. But you really, if you track it all, especially even if you just look at your phone, which can track for you how much time you're spending on social media. If nothing else, just look at that, how much time you're spending on social media, and then ask yourself if you could be further along, meaning have more followers and potentially a bigger business if you had even more time to spend on social media, or I should say, if you had somebody else doing that for you. Now, if you do this, it's super helpful. But if you know yourself and you're like, I just won't track everything that I'm doing, I've got another super simple tool for you. I've placed a link in the show notes. I can't remember the name of it right now, so I'll have Kristen interrupt me right here.
Hey, I got you, Shalene. The link that Shalene is referring to is shalene.com/VA checklist. That's shalene.com/VA checklist. And like always, this link and any other link that Shalene refers to will always be found in the show notes below this episode.
It's like, it's a simple download. You just download it, print it off. You don't even have to print it off. Just look at it on your phone and you'll check off each item on the list. And you'll either say, I do it, someone else does it, I need to do it and I don't have time to do it, or it doesn't apply, right? And what's going to happen, this happens every time someone takes this, is it'll become glaringly obvious to you that you're doing so much of the minutiae. You're doing the things that are outside your core competency. You're doing things that I know you think no one else could do it because there's just a certain way you want it to look and a certain way you want it to feel and a certain whatever, whatever. But I'm here to tell you someone else can learn this and they can probably do it better than you. You underestimate people's intelligence and their trainability and how good you are at coaching people and teaching people. If you've learned to do this, you can teach someone else how to do it exactly the way you would want to. Okay, here's an example. I didn't interview. I feel like I interviewed him because I listened to so many podcasts. I listened to so many podcasts of a guy who's like super duper famous on YouTube. His name is Mr. Beast. And I think he's like 22 or 23 years old. He's young, right? And he's a multimillionaire. And he's got a pretty big team. I'm curious about the guy. And, you know, what secrets to success at that age has he already mastered? So I listened to a few interviews, and one of them he said, you know, he's a YouTuber, right? And most YouTubers like to edit their own video because they believe that that's the artistry. Like, that's what makes them so popular is their ability to edit. So I'm listening to him, and this whoever interviewed him said, you know, so I understand you don't edit your own videos. And he said, well, no, not anymore. Not once I realized I'd like, I shouldn't be doing that. That's not the best use of my time. He said, here's how I do it. I hire someone and then I literally sit behind them while they edit the first like 3 or 4 videos. And I literally sit behind them, not like to like watch their every move, but so I can walk them through the way I think. And I can, you know, by the second and third video, I'm giving them less and less feedback. Then I'm only making like corrections to say, oh, actually, I would keep that part. And here's why. I'm not just telling them what to do. I'm telling them why I would do it and how my brain looks at it and thinks about it. And he said by the 3rd, 4th, or 5th video, they either have it or they don't. And if they don't, then I move on to the next person. And that's how he's been able to really stay in his core competency. One of your greatest qualities is you have a lot of confidence in your ability. Like, I know you, you're scrappy and you're like, I can figure it out. You know, I think it's Marie Forleo who's coined the phrase, everything is figure outable, which is true, but that doesn't mean that everything needs to be done by you. Even if you can figure it out, doesn't mean you should be doing it. In fact, not everything should be figured out by you. Most often, it's better if you let somebody else handle that and you stay within your core competency. The problem is, we confident entrepreneurs think that we're good at everything. I can figure out how to code that. I can figure out how to design my own landing page. I can figure out how to edit my videos. I can figure out how to upload them. I can figure out how to start a podcast and to record it and edit it. You know what? I can figure out how to write sales copy. I can figure out how to load up that webinar. I can figure out how to organize my Dropbox. Like, all these things, we're like, I can figure that out. And you're right, you can, but should you? All right, the number one thing I want to tell you, if you listen no further, is this. You need to hire someone part-time, but not hourly. Hiring someone full-time can be scary. Because you think to yourself, I don't know if I have enough hours to keep someone busy 40 hours a week. I don't know if I can break myself away from all the things I need to do to be able to outsource to them or to delegate to them or to, you know, keep track of them. I understand you've got this hesitation. So my suggestion is and always has been, I want you to hire someone temporarily part-time. But I will also share with you where you can find some of these people for your very first hire. And let me just preface this by saying, ultimately, I would love for you to hire American workers. I would love for you to put some people here in the United States or in Canada or in Australia or wherever you're listening to this, people in your neighborhood, I'd love for you to put them to work. But I also know it's unrealistic to think that someone whose business isn't making a ton of money can justify spending top dollar in a country where the cost of living is such that minimum wage, you know, just hiring someone part-time at minimum wage, you just cannot afford to do that. So I'm going to suggest to you how to hire people in the right countries where the cost of living is much lower, where you're doing their family a huge service and they're going to feel like a part of your family, and it's a place to start. Because if this one part-time temporary employee can help boost your business, there's a much higher likelihood that you're going to be able to hire a team of people in the country that you're listening to this in. That's what we were able to do. You know, we started by hiring part-time help. We outsourced a lot of that to virtual assistants in the Philippines that helped our business grow a ton. Many of those people are still working with us, one of which is editing this podcast right now. His name is Paul. What's up, Paul? I love Paul. Paul's been with us for so many years now. Love him. And they feel like family. Like, you can truly, truly trust individuals who are working virtually if you know how to hire, how to manage, how to compensate, how to keep people engaged, how to communicate, how to train. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, I want to talk to you about the importance of hiring someone part-time and temporary. When I say part-time, I do not mean hourly. Because if you hire someone hourly, next week's going to roll around and you're going to be like, oh man. Oh yeah, hey, sorry, Joseph, I just don't have any work for you this week. And the truth is, you have a lot of work for Joseph. You just don't have the time, or you haven't prioritized your time in such a way that you've created a nice list of things to delegate to him. So instead you say, oh, sorry, we don't have anything for you. And then the next time you reach out to Joseph, you know, he's got work from somebody else, so he's not as responsive. And then you're disappointed because he didn't get back to you quickly and he's not prioritizing your work because frankly, you're not very reliable. When you hire someone part-time, temporary, on a retainer basis, meaning you're going to say, I'm going to pay you a flat fee that's the equivalent of 20 hours, and I need 20 hours from you, and here's the rate. Then, if you only have like 15 hours worth of work and you're still paying them for 20, you don't sweat it. But what you will do is dread the fact that you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm paying them and they're not doing anything. Like, you will prioritize creating that list of things you want to delegate to them. And if you're smart, which I know you are, because you're going to follow along in this process, you'll learn how to create systems so that you don't have to be in contact with them every single day. You don't have to come up with a new list. They know exactly what their job is. And then you're just checking in with them to see how they've done and to give them some feedback and hopefully some praise and gratitude and thank them for the great job that they've done. But you don't have to be constantly like, oh, okay, let me think. What could I have Joseph do this week? They already know what they need to do because you've already created a system, a flow for them. And part of that process is simplified by creating systems in your Dropbox. Right, so this podcast, once I'm done recording it, I will upload it to Dropbox. I'll do that using like cellular data. I'll upload it to Dropbox. That triggers Paul. Paul will get a notification. He is in the Philippines, so he'll start working tonight, or that it's his morning, my evening. He'll get a notification. He will get that in his inbox. He'll see that the episode is there. And because of the way we've organized our Dropbox, he will pull up that episode, and then he just knows to, you know, edit this episode. He'll add the show bumper. He'll add any reviews of the podcast, any ads that need to go in, or any promotions, freemiums, etc. He'll add the music and the bumpers. Then there's a flow. He uploads it to a file marked review from Paul, and that means it's ready for us to review. And then it goes to another team member. That's Kristen. So Kristen will review it. She will make sure it meets our standards. If there's any feedback, she'll send it back to him. Otherwise, once she's done reviewing it, she moves it to yet another folder where another team member will, once they see it, they get a triggered email response, and they then take that episode and they upload it to Libsyn, which distributes it to our all the podcast players. And that triggers yet another team member, Kaylee, who will write all of our show notes, and all the systems are in place. Then she automatically sends to myself and to Brock content pieces that have already been curated for us, along with the link so that we can promote the podcast. I don't have to delegate any of that. I don't have to tell anyone what to do. Everybody knows their role because it's a system. And our Dropbox is kind of like stacked in such a way that everybody knows where to find things. Triggers are set up so that you're sent a notification when, you know, there's something in that file. You know exactly what to do with it. And it just makes it so much easier for you to stay inside your core competency. Can I do every single one of those steps? Totally. I absolutely can. But that would mean for just one podcast, it would likely take me another 4 hours probably to do all those things myself. And I have a choice. I can do one podcast a week and do all that stuff myself, or I can do 5 podcasts a week and a bunch of other stuff. And I guess you know the answer. So where should you hire? Once you decide, you just make this commitment, like, yeah, I can't get to the next level without a team. Not that you decide, like once you accept that, because that's a fact. Your business doesn't grow any bigger. And more importantly, your life doesn't get more peaceful and more fun until you have help. There's nobody out there who's freaking killing it who doesn't have a team. Name anyone. List anyone you can think of right now who you're like, oh man, if I could take them out to lunch, if I could pick their brain, if I could be like them someday, I triple dog dare you. I will give anyone listening right now $1,000 if someone comes to mind who's freaking killing it, who's making 7 figures plus, and is pretty well known and is killing it and also has a lifestyle, I'll give you $1,000 if you can come up with the name of one individual who has no help. They're trying to do it all themselves. You can't. And that should be proof enough to you that you need to make this decision. So where do you find these people? Lots of places. You can just go online and search hire virtual help. But I'm going to share with you my top three resources for that. The first one is onlinejobs.ph, stands for Philippines. Now, we do have a course, by the way, that teaches you everything you need to know about how to hire, like how to write the ad, how to interview them, how to interview people from other countries, what things to look for, how to check on references, you know, all the tricks and signs and tips that you need to take into consideration so that you don't get scammed, so that you don't give away all of your passwords and find yourself in a compromised position. You can figure all that out yourself, but if you want the shortcut, I'm going to place a link to our course on how to hire also in the show notes, because that could save you a boatload of money. Trust me, we have made the mistakes in the past and you don't want to be there, but you can figure it out yourself. Sure, just watch a few YouTube videos, understand how to hire someone. But I love working with folks from the Philippines personally for this first hire because they're great at all of the social media. Most of them speak very proficient English. They understand our culture. They're very family oriented. Obviously, there's exceptions. Obviously, there are thieves and crooks in every country around the globe. There are people who are going to scam you everywhere. But we've had really great luck hiring people in the Philippines. I've only had one pretty yucky situation, but it was my fault. It was my fault in that I wasn't paying attention. I got too comfortable and this person embezzled a whole bunch of money from us. But you know what? Just so we're clear, that could happen with somebody here in my office too. If you're not paying attention to people, you know, and you've misjudged character, these things happen. People get desperate. Anyways, my point is you can't operate from a place of fear or you will never grow. Loss, theft, being scammed, all these things, they're just part of business. It's just part of business, along with all the blessings that are coming your way. So I love onlinejobs.ph. I also found some great help on upwork.com. And there's a few others that right now I'm in my car, so I can't think of the name of them, but I would encourage you to look at our show notes because I'm going to list a few others that you might want to look at there. And again, if you need help figuring this out, like how to do it and how to interview them and how to pay them and how to reward them and how to handle all that so it's legal and, you know, the ins and outs of it all, like even how to compensate them for holidays, etc., you might want to consider making a very wise investment in our How to Hire course. And I didn't do this podcast for that reason, but it would also be rude of me not to tell you we have that. All right, so please check that out. Your goal is to make your first part-time temporary hire that's not on an hourly basis. I don't even care if you say, I'm going to pay you for 10 hours every single week. You know, ask them to turn in their hours, right? So that you know what they're filling their time with for those 10 hours, but pay them a set amount. That's the key takeaway from this episode. I know you have the potential, more so than where you're at right now, not just to make more money, but to live a fuller, funner, more enjoyable life as an entrepreneur. And it ain't gonna happen if you're trying to do all the things. All right, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done. Talk to you Thursday.